So, time for our practice. I'll just say a little about equanimity first. I think it has, in some ways, quite a mysterious quality, equanimity. We've probably all got some idea, you know, some sense of what it means to us in our own experience. And, you know, I'm sure you've all had those moments when, well, there it is somehow, you know, something's happened in your experience and you've just opened out into this space that somehow just allows whatever's happening to be there without, you know, kind of pushing it away or moving towards it, but just being with it in this open space, which is such a freeing experience. Really, really beautiful. I looked up the dictionary to see what it said about equanimity. And it says the definition is being calm and composed, especially in difficult situations, which of course is right. But equanimity in the Brahmavihara sense is actually so much more, isn't it? For a start, metta, karuna and mudita are all present in it. And in a sense, we arrive at it as a result of our practice of those three. And our practice of those three has, in a sense, brought together, you know, our understanding of the Dharma, our understanding of conditionality, our understanding of impermanence, and so on. It's kind of brought that together somehow, particularly, I think, the sort of rub between karuna and mudita, between those two practices. It just really helps us, you know, just sort of stay connected with the way things are, rather than how we would like them to be, or how we want them to be. So it's a mix of metta, karuna and mudita. I think Kamala Shila calls it a composite emotion. But it's a mix of those three. And the sense that I've been having over the last months or whatever, more and more and more, is that it's pervaded by understanding, of conditionality, understanding of that dharmic perspective of the way things are. The true nature of things. Each, you know, that metta, karuna and mudita, they're fully pervaded. We looked up pervaded earlier because sometimes it just really helps to look up these words. And one thing it said was, be perceived in every part, permeate, fill, suffuse, be present, and apparent throughout. Be present and apparent throughout. I think some of those words are really, really good for that sense of equanimity. You've got your metta, karuna and mudita, fully pervaded. Present and apparent throughout is that dharmic perspective. And that just lifts them onto another level. I like to call it its wisdom eye, Upekkha's wisdom eye. I found something else some time ago which I quite liked, which says, neither a thought nor an emotion. It is rather the steady, conscious realization of reality's transience. It is the ground for wisdom and freedom and the protector of compassion and love. While some may think of equanimity as dry neutrality or cool aloofness, mature equanimity produces a radiance and a warmth of being.